Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
It is week three of our Food for Thought summer series when we talk to our favourite Irish personalities about the food they love and they share what they love to eat, cook and drink. And I'm delighted now to be joined by the lovely Mary Byrne, singer, presenter, X Factor finalist. Mary, lovely to see you.
Lovely to be here.
We were having a good old chat there in the ad break. You're looking well.
I'm feeling good, yeah. I mean, I've put on a bit of weight now since I lost a stone and a half in lockdown because I wasn't eating the food that I love. And then the second lockdown, I gained it back again.
So, well, look, I think during the lockdown, everybody put up weight. So for you to lose in the first lockdown is a good thing.
Yeah, but I was walking everywhere. I ended up doing my two knees in. I actually need two new knees now from all the walking I did. But you know what? It was great. And I don't mean it was great, but losing the stone and a half. And then the second lockdown, I think it just wore on us all very, very much. And I ended up putting back on that bit of weight. But
and listen, we were asking our guest, we had Brian Kennedy here and we had Brian Dowling and Arthur Guerulian. Do you like food? Are you a foodie?
Yes, I do like food. I like nice, tasty food, but I am old-fashioned because I grew up at a time when money was short. So cabbage, potatoes and bacon was your Sunday dinner, regardless of where you lived or what you lived. The smell brings me right back. When I smell cabbage and bacon, it just brings me back to a childhood and the lashings of rain on a Sunday afternoon and Mammy cooking the dinner. And I just love that.
And you still enjoy the bacon and cabbage dinner, do you?
I would still have it while I'm here in Ireland. Now, when I go away, it's a different story. I will try all different cuisines just to see. I never would have thought I'd do that. But as I got older, my mindset changed, my food set changed, the taste. Even garlic was the stuff I would never have touched in my life because it was never in our house.
Yes.
So now,
but you're an adventurous eater now.
Now I am, yes, hugely, hugely. I mean, I go to Tenerife and there's a little place there called the. Now I have to get this right because I was trying to say it outside to the girls, the Thirsty Turtle.
Okay,
right, and they have the best food in the world, but they also have the cocktails with it as well.
Gosh,
so you're drinking the cocktails and you're eating all this Spanish taste food or just ordinary chicken. They have chickens with all different flavors and. Beautiful. So
I mean, garlicky, tomatoey.
Everything.
Paellas.
Everything. You name it. They have a lemon chicken, you know, it's just rosemary chicken, all that type of stuff. Gorgeous. And that's where the weight went down.
We've ended up in this series having a chat with everybody about spicy food.
So yeah. And
I
you know what?
To ask you the same.
When I was having my daughter, I was very sick the first 3 months. So I couldn't eat anything. And the only food I could eat for the next 3 months after going into me 6 months was boiled legs of chicken, mashed potatoes, and cold beans.
Disgusting.
Right? Nah, yeah.
Absolutely disgusting.
But I have never touched, I never touched a spice before this. Then coming into my 9 months, like coming into the end of it, I discovered curry.
Mm-hmm.
Curry sauce with chips and rice. Now my spices go to chilies. I love anything that's hot. Hot sauces. Just love them. But if you want to go back, it's old-fashioned food for me. At the end of the day, to bring me comfort is a big bowl of stew.
Yeah, or a good old roast dinner.
A roast dinner, a coddle. Mm-hmm. The coddles, my mother made coddles. Now, she never made the white coddles. She always put soups into them. But the flavour, mashed the bread up, the potatoes are all chopped in it. And it was just like a big bowl of, some people would say slop, but to me it looked delicious.
It's a hog in a bowl.
Yes, that's what it is.
And definitely. Are you a cook?
I would just cook the basics. My daughter is a great cook. She's real adventurous. She would do stir fries and I would eat them because I love them. Now she watches everything we eat. So she, when she's doing the stir fries, she's making the calories out at the same time. And
is she?
Yeah. I mean, she's had to put on a bit of weight as well. Lockdown, I think, killed us all nearly at this stage. She had gone down nearly 8 stone and she's put back on 2. But and she's struggling with that now. She's
That's
trying to get back
to the gym.
Extraordinary
though, an 8 stone weight loss.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, on the X Factor, I was 21 stone. I've lost 6 stone since. Actually, I lost 7.5 and then I put back on 1.5 stone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still down 6 stone compared to the X Factor. She was hitting the 20 as well. And now she's gone down and she's keeping it.
But you must have completely transformed how you eat, what you eat, when you eat.
Yes. Well, you see, Operation Transformation came along. Jason Vale juicing, I tried that for 28 days. And that's what changed all my taste buds. I had nothing but juices for 28 days, lost 18 pounds in 28 days.
Now some nutritionists will say that's not the way to go.
No, it wasn't. But
it worked for you. I needed a kickstart.
Yeah, I needed a start. And I kept that weight off for 2 solid years, but I didn't lose any more.
Okay.
And then Operation Transformation came in. And when that came in, it was like they were giving me a guide. You can eat what you want, but eat it in moderation. Look at what you're eating. Don't eat with your eyes, eat with your taste buds. And that's what I do now. Irish people are buggers for it. They will look at the food. My friend Helen is an awful woman for it. She'll look at the food. Oh, no. And then you say, well, just close your eyes and taste it. And she goes, oh, that's not bad. So it's not, I was taught by going into Operation Transformation that you don't look at your food and think it's not nice. You taste your food first. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you push it away. But all the foods that I was given on that, I still do them today.
So this is the healthy vegetables, the proteins and so on.
More vegetables, little bit of protein, little bit of carbohydrates, if you want to have them. Mm-hmm. At night, I don't eat after 7 o'clock in the evening. Still don't.
Right.
And this was like true Operation Transformation, that I stopped eating after seven. And if I eat after seven at home, I don't feel right. So I drink plenty of water, lots of water during the day, lots of water before I go to bed. Now, I am in the toilet half the day and half the night, but it keeps me healthy. Healthy-ish.
Isn't it great that you kept all those lessons, though? How long ago was that since you did OpTrans?
It has to be about 5 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like most people, I would say, once they do a programme like that,
yeah.
I don't mean a television programme, any weight loss or healthy programme, you move on and you forget about it, never to be repeated.
You do. But you know what? If you're smart enough, you will take the lessons from it and you will ingrain them into your everyday life. Look, I don't stop myself from having the curry. I definitely don't stop myself from having the packet of tato. I am a tato fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to eat 6 packs of tato a day.
Okay.
Now, it'll probably be 1 pack of tato every 2 weeks.
But that takes discipline. If you were somebody who could put away 6, it takes discipline to say, no, I'll have one.
It killed me. It killed me. Because, again, going back to opening the tato packet, bit of chef sauce onto the pack.
Sorry, what?
Chef sauce.
Brown
chef sauce. Dip your crisps into them. It is divine. And a treat. If you've been dieting or, you know, healthy, I don't believe in diets anymore, healthy eating all week long, and you can open a packet of potato on a Saturday night as a treat, drop a brown chef sauce, and it has to be chef.
I've never heard that before.
It has to be chef. And dip your crisps into it, your little glass of whatever you're having. Beautiful.
Okay, and you like a glass of whatever you're having?
I like a glass of wine. I went overboard, you know, during lockdown, like most of us did. I had a little bit of breakdowns and the whole lot, but then I suffer with depression. So I have to watch what I drink. I can still have a drink.
Yeah.
But I have to be, that's the one thing that I find hard.
But you're doing it because you've just told us you're able to say stop, which
yes.
is a problem that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Would you put the potatoes into a sandwich ever?
I would, cheese.
With the brown sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I've given you a new idea now.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that. That's it. Home now on Saturday night after me gig.
Fresh white bread.
I don't eat brown bread.
Oh, you eat brown.
My daughter won't allow me to eat white bread.
You're a complete contradiction. You like the bad things, but you've managed to convert everything into, you know.
That's it. I mean, even
a little bit healthy.
Even me old Sunday dinners, like, you know, where I would have loads of potato and loads of cabbage, mix it all in with the potatoes and loads of the bacon. I don't do that now. I make sure that there's just enough on the plate to fill me up and take me time eating it as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a very healthy attitude you have now towards food.
And my whole way of looking at life has changed completely. And it's, you know, I think lockdown, for all of us, it hurt and some people went through terrible times on it. But I think for a lot of people, they had to change the way they thought. I mean, look at the gigs. I mean, we had no work. We had nothing. And still,
we're in a rough. Sector, you and your colleagues, you really got the holly because you just couldn't work.
Yeah, but even now, Claire, I mean, I have gigs coming in, but they're not coming in the way they should. I mean, I was listening to your radio this morning about the, you know, the food industry, the hospitality. And I know they're suffering and I do sympathise with them. But the small people like me, you know, that's a singer, We're suffering even worse because I have nothing except the gig money. So if I don't have a gig, I have no earnings whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think the gigs aren't back in the way that they used to be?
Oh, I don't know. I do you know what? I think people, because COVID is still around, mm-hmm. people are still a little bit weary. And then I think people got so used to sitting in their own homes, entertained by the television, by whatever, having a few drinks with their friends out in the back garden.
Maybe just more reluctant to go out now.
I think so. And then everything has gone sky high. Price, I mean, diesel, petrol, everything has gone up. People are just struggling at the moment. We're all struggling. But the gigs, I mean, there's 2 gigs cancelled on me already. I mean, I do have hopefully, please God, a lovely gig coming up now in October, the end of October, November. It's a 6-week tour of Dirty Dustin, all nationwide. You know, that we're hoping, because that's been cancelled 3 times on us. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping, and that'll be a little earner that I will have to put in my pot and say, right, that's for a rainy day.
So that's the next big run that you have coming up, is it, Mary?
Yeah, but I also have, I have a cabaret, 25th of July. It's called the Summer Cabaret and it's in Enniscorthy in the Riverside Hotel. So we're hoping that's going to go ahead. But are the tickets selling? We don't know. They're not selling the way they should, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, hopefully by the please time God, we get to July God. And everybody's in holiday mode, yeah. you know? You mentioned as well that you've changed your attitude when it comes to food and you've changed your attitude when it comes to your mental health. And I know this is slightly off topic, but I'm really yeah. interested to hear what you're doing. You mentioned walking.
Walking, yeah. Well, you see, at the moment I've got I've bone on bone on both knees.
Ah,
so I need two new knees.
Two knee yeah. replacements.
Hopefully January I'm going to get one. And then hopefully in the summer, please God, next year, Dr. Quinlan in Tallaght Hospital said he'll try to do the second one.
Big operations?
Huge operations. And then that's going to affect my work as well. So we'll see what happens. My attitude to life has changed. I've had 2 breakdowns in the last, I suppose, year and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
And I decided to go and see a counsellor for the first time in my life. Now, I take antidepressant tablets. This counsellor is, I swear to God, she's an angel sent from heaven, because she just said to me the day I walked in, I want total honesty from you about how you feel. I don't want you trying to cover up or feel embarrassed about things that's happening. And from that day, I cried like a 2-year-old. I told her everything that was in my head and heart. And she sat and listened. And then she said, it's okay. You know, you're okay. We can sort this. It's a long road. You've got a sensitive mind. She didn't say I was suffering with depression. You have a sensitive mind, which made me feel a lot better. Look, it doesn't make what you call it. It's depression. Mm-hmm. And it's insecurity and it's all those things. But she has taught me to walk a path to say to myself each day, I am worth something in this world like everybody else.
I'm trying to think how to put this to you. I mean, COVID, I'm sure, put an awful lot of pressure on you because you couldn't work.
Yeah.
But maybe it also gave you the space to follow that path.
It did. It did, definitely. Because, I mean, like, I was losing people around me, friends that I, you know, because of the way I was going on. And I said, I don't want to lose these people. And it's all because of me. I have to stop it. I have to stop the demons getting into my mind. So every day is a battle to keep the demons out of the mind, but they won't get in again. And then I said that to her and she said, don't ever say that. Because she said, they will creep in, but you've got to use your willpower to fight them out again. Mm-hmm. And she said, it'll be a daily battle to you, but she said, you will win it.
And the way you eat and the way you approach food now, is that all part of this? It's all about self-respect, is it? And looking after yourself.
Yes, it's about believing that who I am now and stop telling. But I was the one that went around telling everybody, oh, no, I'm not worthy of that. No, scarily, you know. I try not to do that anymore. What I try to do now is believe in who I am. I've got a talent and some people don't like it. A lot of people do. And I'm learning to like that talent. I'm learning to like me. I love being on the stage entertaining. But because I didn't like who I was, while I was on that stage and everybody was saying, oh, she's brilliant, I was going there all to, you know.
They're making it up.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that anymore. I did a gig on Saturday in the UK for a friend of ours, wealthy man. And I got up on the stage and these people hadn't seen me since 2010. And they were up with their videos. They were coming up to me. They were saying, oh, my God, we remember you now on The X Factor.
Yes.
You know, and they were, I was getting hugged and I was being, and I did a great job. And I am proud
and
of myself.
And it's being able to recognise that.
Yes.
Mary, we could sit and chat all day.
I know we could, darling.
It's lovely to see
you. I just
love
you to pieces.
It's lovely to see you. And I'm delighted that you're doing so well. And I
Thank
hope
you.
That everything picks up for you and you'll be in the Riverside in July.
That's yes. Right.
And Dirty Dusting on tour in October. And let's hope that everything goes ahead.
Please God. Please
Great
God.
To see you.
Good to see
Mary
you.
Mary Byrne, thank you.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.